Same-sex couples who do not live in Massachusetts will not be allowed to marry in the state when gay marriages become legal there next month. Governor Mitt Romney, a Republican, says he'll use a 1913 law to prevent out-of-staters from flocking to Massachusetts. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
After trying every avenue he could to block gay marriages from happening in Massachusetts, the governor's strategy now seems to be one of containment. He's resigned to the fact that he has to enforce the state Supreme Court decision that same-sex couples have a constitutional right to marry. But now Governor Romney says he'll also uphold an old state statute from 1913 that says out-of-staters cannot be married here if the laws from their home state forbid it. Romney spokesman Eric Fernstrom.
It would be quite frightening if the chief executive of any state started picking and choosing which laws he was going to enforce and which ones he was going to ignore.
But gay rights activists accuse Romney of using the nearly century-old law to play politics and promote his national image with conservatives. They're vowing to challenge the law in court.
From our view, he is painting with far too broad a brush and is really overplaying his hand.
Mary Bonato is the attorney who argued the original case for gay marriage to Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court. The 1913 law in question, she says, was intended partly to protect Massachusetts from having to recognize interracial marriages from other states. And Bonato says the law would not pass muster with the courts today.
This is a law that was born of discriminatory impulses, and now it's being dusted off to discriminate against gay and lesbian couples, and I think Massachusetts has no justification for catering to the discriminatory laws of other states when it itself has declared that this discrimination against committed and loving gay and lesbian couples is unconstitutional.
38 states have banned gay couples from marrying, but the rest have not. And New York, for example, has publicly suggested it may well recognize gay marriages performed elsewhere. But opponents of gay marriage say it would be wrong to use Massachusetts' court decision to pry open the door to gay marriage in other states. It was bad enough, they say, that four Massachusetts justices could change the definition of marriage in their own state. It would be totally unfair, they say, for gay activists to try to force that on other states. Peter Sprigg is with the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C.
They're trying to take a shortcut around our democratic processes. So not only is same-sex marriage wrong in principle, but the process by which it's being forced upon our country is wrong in any sort of democratic society.
Opponents of gay marriage also worry about Massachusetts becoming, as one put it, the Las Vegas wedding chapel for gay couples. Pat Peard and her partner Alice have lived together in Portland, Maine for more than 20 years. They're among the many who hope to come to Massachusetts to marry this summer.
This is the love of my life, and I want to marry her. And it is infuriating that here we are, where finally this is something that's possible, and now Mitt Romney is announcing that, indeed, we're going to be shut out once again.
Ultimately, Governor Romney's decision may slow but cannot stop the spread of gay marriage around the nation. Even if gay marriage here is restricted to Massachusetts residents, at some point, gay couples who marry here will move away and will go to court in states around the nation with exactly the kind of legal challenge Romney is trying to prevent. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.